This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher. According to violinist Gil Shaham, performing Mendelssohn's octet with the skilled musicians of Sejong Soloists is like playing basketball with seven Michael Jordans. Gil Shaham recently released a new recording with the New York-based Sejong Soloists, a conductorless string orchestra. Artistic director Hyao Kang, with whom Shaham studied at Juilliard, envisioned this chamber group made up of young musicians from nine different nations as a cultural ambassador. Their reputation is built on the ensemble's cohesiveness and their refreshing musical style. Under Gil Shaham's direction, they performed two early violin concertos by Joseph Haydn and Felix Mendelssohn's octet with a strong sense of intensity and intimacy. Felix Mendelssohn was a perfectionist. When he completed his groundbreaking octet at the age of 12 in 1825, he wasn't satisfied. He continued to revise the work, finally allowing it to be published 6 years later. The performance heard on this new recording with Gil Shaham and Sejong Soloists blends the composer's final version with the aspects of the original version, which earned Mendelssohn instant fame as a young teen. In the first movement of this octet, the youthful energy and playfulness Mendelssohn intended is heard in the buoyant rhythms and soaring melodic lines. Gil Shaham explains their overall approach to the octet by saying, "The faster tempo markings and the attention to staccato articulation in Mendelssohn's own handwriting persuaded us to try to conjure up a magical spirit world conveyed in Shakespeare's A Midsummer Night's Dream and Goethe's Faust, both works that greatly fired the young composer's imagination. The perpetual light rhythms in the scherzo create a hypnotic, mysterious atmosphere." The faster tempos of Mendelssohn's early octet were heavily influenced by Joseph Haydn, who died the year Mendelssohn was born. Both composers shared a passion for life, which is heard in the works featured on this new release. Haydn composed four violin concertos. The two we hear on this new recording were composed when he was in his 30s, a time Haydn called his extended youthful period as a composer. The concerto in C major was composed for Luigi Tomasini, one of the rising stars of Haydn's time and the concertmaster of the Esterházy Orchestra, where Haydn worked for most of his career. Haydn included ornamental virtuosic double stops to showcase Tomasini's skill. Superstar Gil Shaham breezes through the technically challenging first movement, accentuating its youthful essence. Shaham's beautiful tone and lyrical phrasing take center stage in the tender adagio. The slow second movement also stands out in the violin concerto in G major. This concerto is not as technically demanding for the soloist as the C major concerto. It allows the performer to focus on the soaring melodic lines and beautiful singing phrases, two things at which Shaham truly excels. The unmistakable beauty of this work is captured in the luscious violin duet. Gil Shaham and Sejong Soloists toured extensively before making this recording, really getting to know these youthful works by Mendelssohn and Haydn. That level of commitment allows them to bring out the most touching and the most uplifting side of these two young geniuses. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher. Thank you.